T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hey. Hi. What up? Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie is out for the week. Just Gibbons and I, what up?
This is a theme for the last couple of weeks. We have to get ASAP Rocky out of jail in Sweden, okay?
You have to get him out.
If I had the juice, I've been writing the consulate, okay? I've been writing the president over there in Sweden. I can't even get an answer. I can't get a response.
Okay, fair enough.
He's currently on trial for the assault charges against him after, if you've seen the videos, there was a guy following him and his team in the street, harassing him and his team. The guy threw a camera at ASAP Rocky's security guard. ASAP Rocky's on video going, dude, you gotta leave. We don't want to fight you. They get into a fight. ASAP Rocky gets locked up. ASAP Rocky's in jail. And if you were thinking ASAP Rocky might testify in his trial, you'd be wrong.
Really?
He's got a lot to say, but he's like, I'm not going to get up there on the stand and let some Swedish attorney
stand up there and go, Orksmur, ASAP Rocky, Merksmurdy, Merksmurk, I don't know, sir. That's what'll happen.
You ever been on the stand in court, Riggs?
No.
Last place
you?
Of course I have, yes.
What?
Of course I have.
That's awesome.
But like what sucks is when you're on the defense's side and the prosecutor is cross-examining you and he gets you flustered on something, and the minute an attorney gets you flustered a little bit, they will press it and press it
So you admit you were there on Friday night. So you admit that you walked into the house.
I was there.
That the cheese on the table was clearly expired and you served it to the party.
How was I supposed to know that? Now, in the eyes of the judge and the jury, I could be a bad person.
You're right.
So ASAP doesn't want to get up there and say the wrong thing even when he's speaking the truth.
And he's right, too, because you get a little bit sweaty.
Yep.
You miss up on a couple words.
Uh-huh.
This guy's lying. No, I'm not. I'm nervous because I got the Swedish chef yelling at me going, smirky, burky, beer.
Yep.
It's a little unnerving, yeah.
And in Sweden, they have it like they do in America, where he doesn't have to self-incriminate, so he could plead the... I don't think it's the Fifth Amendment over there.
It's called pleading the Fjork. Cool. I plead the Fjork.
Listen, moral of the story is we got to get ASAP out of jail, dude.
Yeah,
you have the right to defend yourself, and that's all the guy was doing.
He didn't do anything. That's the thing that hits me to the core, is he didn't do anything. From what we've seen on the video, he didn't do anything, unless there's some sort of other evidence that they're holding back that they know about that happened before or after that we don't know about, which... You have to see the whole story again, because we don't know the whole ASAP Rocky story. How much do you know other than the video you've seen, right?
Yes.
Who knows what happened before or after? Who knows? I'm just saying.
In one video I've seen, it looks like ASAP Rocky may have hands on the guy, but it's self-defense.
Yeah.
If you're going to follow me around, and I'm telling you, leave me alone. Yeah. If I have the right to defend myself. I have personal space.
What happened the night before? What happened the day before when they were there? How long were they in town? Has this guy been harassing him? Has it been a problem? Who knows? Who knows?
Free ASAP.
Yes.
Free him, please.
We want to hear the whole story, and I want to watch the Lifetime movie.
I don't think they're going to make a Lifetime.
They might.
Maybe.
The Swedes will be on it. Bjork. Plead the Bjork. Plead the Bjork.
You're crazy.
I am. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Good morning. Good morning, it's Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. Damn right.
I thought today was Wednesday.
Why?
Because I thought yesterday was Tuesday until this morning. I swear to God, I don't know why.
Maybe today could feel like Friday. It's Friday Junior, isn't it? That's what Thursday really is.
By definition, yeah.
It's just Friday Junior.
Mm-hmm. All right, what did you want me to read here for good news?
I would like to start good news. I would like you to pull out your phone and read a text message that I sent you yesterday, and I think it was like dinner time.
Oh, yesterday I was going to say. The one that I just got was, I stepped in dog poo indoors. I'm going to be a little late.
That'll be for health of the not later.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. earlier?
Yes.
I risked my own personal safety, the safety of my family, and the safety of my community for the betterment of society today. More after the break.
Yes, I did, Riggs.
Well, what did you do? Sorry, I looked at the GIF you sent me right before that, which is... Never mind, go ahead.
I saved the lives of not one, not two, but three little doggies yesterday.
Three of them?
Three of them.
Wow.
I'm walking down the street with my dogs, right?
Yeah.
And some lady pulls up in a white van and she goes, "Have you seen a couple of little dogs running around here?" And I went, "No, I just got my dogs." And she was like, "Oh, well, there was a group of three of them. I have one of these dogs. There's two little dogs running around all over the place. We don't know where they're from.
They just got loose somehow?"
Somehow, right? Huh. And then I'm in my house and I hear my dogs barking like hell. And I look out the window. And there's two little doggies outside.
Yeah.
Mind you, I'm at home by myself with my girlfriend's 7-year-old and 3-year-old, right?
Oh, God.
I go, "Cora, you're watching Lennon. I'll be right back." And I run out of the house, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm chasing these dogs around.
You risked your family right there.
Uh-huh.
Risked them.
It's me, a police officer.
Yes.
Two other members of the community. They're in cars. I'm on foot. And I'm running, me, my big fat ass, running after these two dogs.
Risking
right?
your own personal safety. Look at that.
Uh-huh. And I'm getting like 15 feet away, close enough to like dive and be able to get them, but I can't because they just keep running.
Yeah.
And then we come up on 76th Street in West Dallas, which is a crazy, crazy thoroughfare.
Now you're risking the safety of the community.
At 5:30. And guess what? I got to make sure these dogs are okay. So I run out in the street and I'm playing safety guard, like the crossing guard, like I was in fourth grade. "Halt! You halt! You halt!"
Putting up your hands, yes. Uh-huh. Stopping traffic, yes.
The dogs cross over. Now it's just because the cars can't get there. The cars that are chasing, it's me and these dogs. So I cross the street and we come into an alley and I'm like, I'm being led to a slaughter. I'm going to end up getting beat up by these dogs. I chase them in the alley.
Beat up by the dogs? Like they were in some sort of a dog gang?
Uh-huh.
And they're luring you over there?
It's West Dallas, bro.
I hope that's the ending to this story, but go ahead.
The ending was three kids in the alley going, "Penny, get over here! Rodney, get over here!" And the two dogs ran over. The third dog is still unaccounted for, but two of the dogs got home safe, and I got them there, risking my personal safety.
For the betterment.
The safety of my family and the safety of my community, all for the betterment of society.
Well, good for you. I'm really proud of you.
I mean, come on.
I mean,
come on, man.
And the fact that I felt like you wrote that out like a monologue almost. It was great.
Did I exaggerate on it at all?
Not at all, no.
Nope.
No, not at all.
Hey, man. Pat myself on the back.
That's fine.
Little self high five.
My good news, I went to the Mod Pizza fundraiser last night. I had some Mod Pizza. I had a little Mod No Name cake. It was amazing. I had a beer. Met some friends.
Yeah.
Hung out with some homies and raised some money for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. It's not saving the lives of dogs or risking the life of my family. Which, by the way, were the kids okay when you got home? Had they caused any havoc?
Dude, I got home and Lennon was freaking out because I literally just ran out of the house. So Lennon was hysterically crying and 7-year-old.
I bet you're like, "Watch your sister, I'm leaving."
Yeah. What happened? Exactly. I came back like 15 minutes later like, "Sorry, is everybody okay here?"
Nice.
Gave
she'll,
me candy.
She'll talk about this again with a therapist in 15 years. Thanks.
It's funny because it's true.
It is true, yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Bok, 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 bok.
I wish.
Bok. Oh, what, fall? You don't think? Oh, we were just discussing off the air the seasons in Wisconsin and how jacked up they are.
Yeah.
How it goes January, February, winter, and then summer.
And you said for October we get a little bit of fall. We get it for like not a month, like 4 days.
Maybe, yeah.
For 4 days.
For fall, that's fine. Yeah. We'll enjoy summer while we can. It's going to be a perfect day today.
Yeah.
Perfect day for the opening of the Wisconsin State Fair.
Oh.
It is going to be a magnificent day for the fair because it's not going to be overly hot. So you can have the milk if you want to or iced cream if you'd like to.
A nice breeze, low humidity, mid to upper 70s. I mean,
yeah.
It gets no better.
Yeah, it's a storybook weather day. Opening for State Fair, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin State Fair, plus they've got 66 new food vendors, I've heard. 66 new food vendors.
Riggs.
J-Matt says he's going to eat a bug taco. Apparently
yeah.
They have bug tacos.
And then he mentioned, and I think I might get on this train, there's some kind of bug frozen smoothie on a stick.
Oh, it's like a grasshopper smoothie on a stick or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, but it's
yeah.
got some flavor to it. There's like some orange flavor. Like,
it's like orange and pineapple and
yes.
other things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess if you mix those in, maybe.
I think I
maybe.
Would try.
If you said it was, what is this? Oh, it's pineapple and orange and grapefruit and mango and grasshopper, mostly grasshopper. But it's all frozen on a stick, so.
I've never eaten my way through the fair, Riggs.
You haven't?
Nope.
Why not?
I just haven't had the opportunity. I've been busy, man. I've been busy doing
stuff.
Let's
do it on Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday, you and I are going to be at the fair.
Yep.
Hosting something for the Century Kids Day.
Mm-hmm.
And entertaining children.
They're going to let us around kids early in the morning on a Saturday. We're totally not going to be hungover.
Not at all.
No,
while we're doing it.
No.
Wednesday, they have this thing called a Shopper's Paradise, which is a bunch of bargains for shopping talking about. There's an alpaca exhibit.
Shut up.
A whole new alpaca exhibit, bro.
Can I ride the alpaca?
I don't know if you can or not, but could you please give me the definition between an alpaca and a llama? What's the difference? I know I think it's in the ears, I believe. One of the two. You can text to 71037 because somebody's screaming at their radio going, How do you not know the difference? Alpacas and llamas, they're completely different creatures. There's also 30 stages of music. They've got people like REO Speedwagon. I'm gonna keep on loving you. You know that? You know REO Speedwagon, intern?
Riggs, you're missing the greatest show they have at State Fair this summer, and I'm not even joking.
Kids Bop?
You're damn right.
Kids Bop.
You want to hear every hit from all
time. It's
like
listening to karaoke. It's great.
Yeah, except for instead of drunk adults, it's just tone deaf
kids. It's sober children.
Sober's a bit rough. I mean, come on. These kids probably pregame a little bit.
What? Fair is August 1st through the 11th. Go, you can get your tickets at the gate. Or just go have a good time. It's going to be a perfect day for the fair.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out, but you wouldn't know it because Gibbon's still here talking about the Kardashians.
You're damn right I am. And I'm talking about Tristan Thompson, and I'm talking about Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, great.
Why, you ask?
Why?
Because the streets, right? The internet's like...
The streets.
Mm-hmm. They're like, Tristan, we saw a photo you posted on Instagram with, like, your younger child. Not the one you had with Khloe. Your younger child. That means you're back with your baby mama, right? Your first baby mama, right?
Who's his first baby mama?
Some random lady. Her name is Jordan Craig. We don't know her. She's not some famous
another
lady.
Wasn't there another Jordan involved with some sort of a tryst in the Kardashian clan?
That's Jordan Woods. Jordan with a Y. We're talking here Jordan with an A.
Oh.
His other baby mama, Jordan Craig, right?
Okay.
So people are like, he must be with his first baby mama. What the hell's going on with that? We're going to yell about it. So then Tristan went on Twitter and he said, I have spent the last few months training for my upcoming NBA season, making sure that I'm in the best shape possible. I have not been on vacation. So all these reports you're hearing are 100% false, right?
Okay, some fake news about him.
So you're like, where does Khloe come into this equation? I know you're wondering that.
I'm wondering, where does she come into the equation?
People are like, oh, you're back with your baby mama, your first one, who you left for Khloe. Because the rumor was when Khloe and Tristan got together, that Tristan left his first baby mama while they were still together and cheated. Which is totally against his character, right?
Right. He's not a cheater all the time, is he?
So then people were like, Khloe, you know, and they bring this back up. Khloe got cheated on and Khloe cheated, so that's what she gets. So then Tristan went to Khloe's defense, he said on Twitter. Also, when I met Khloe, I was single, all caps. The negative comments that are constantly being directed towards her are unnecessary. She does not deserve all the backlash for my wrongdoings. Both Khloe and Jordan have been nothing but great mothers to my kids. So he stepped to her defense. He gave her a little compliment. I think he's trying to get back in her good graces.
But he can't, though. Once you're a cheater, you're done for.
I got it. Khloe, I know you're listening to us, okay?
She is.
I just have one statement to make to you. It's one simple thing. Once a cheater with him, always a cheater with him.
Uh-huh.
He will do it again to you. Stay away, Khloe, from me,
and
your good friend.
And, yeah? Khloe, while you're still listening, oh my God, who the...
Shut up. I'm here having a heart-to-heart with my friend Khloe. A nice heart-to-heart.
And I'm here to wreck it.
You know what?
What?
You suck.
I know.
You jackass.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Have you ever watched something that totally made you rethink the way that you're living your life and the things that you have in your life and how you conduct yourself in your kitchen, even?
I've seen the start of a few of these. I've turned them off because they would freak me the hell out. I'm like, I don't need this. Nope.
I watched this documentary.
Oh, God.
You know Gibbons about me. I'm on a huge documentary fanatic. I love the true crime stuff.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes I like these other documentaries, like this one. It's called The Devil We Know. Have you heard of this one? On Netflix?
No.
It's basically about the whole Teflon.
What do you mean?
You know what Teflon is, right?
I know that it's like bulletproof, right?
No, that's Kevlar.
Oh.
Teflon is the stuff they use for like nonstick pans.
Okay.
So like frying pans in your kitchen, stuff you use to cook eggs and bacon and anything you're cooking in your kitchen, all of that stuff with Teflon. It usually has a Teflon type coating, which is this chemical, PFOA or whatever it is. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's like a fluorinated something that makes, it's a chemical that makes it nonstick.
You know
it's
why?
Huge.
I assumed it was bulletproof.
Why?
You say Teflon, I thought of the Teflon Don, John Gotti, the head of the mafia, but it's because nothing stuck to him. That's
See?
Why he was.
That's why. Maybe
okay.
the Teflon Don. So this whole documentary is about this town in West Virginia where they're making Teflon. There's a DuPont factory, and they make Teflon, but they're draining the chemical from it into the water.
You
and
can't do that.
People that are, they're getting this horrible cancer. Like people are dying in this area.
Ugh.
And there's like if there's this whole website called thedevilweknow.com that I went to afterwards where they have all these horrifying facts about chemicals, the way that they're used in everyday products like drinking water sometimes, waterproof clothing. If you had anything that's waterproof, it's had Teflon on it. If you've ever cooked anything on a pan pretty much or eaten something at a restaurant that used Teflon, you don't know if they've used Teflon. To the point where 99% of Americans have Teflon in their blood.
What
99% of people have Teflon in their blood because somebody has used it in your life, know it or not, to cook something out of Teflon, or you've been in contact with it in some way. It's in so many things. 99% of people have it in their blood, which is crazy.
Yeah, the way that you word that, I'm guessing Teflon's not supposed to be in your blood.
No.
Hmm.
Teflon in very small, tiny doses, and that's how they were rationalizing it. They were saying, well, very small amounts in your blood, it's not going to hurt anybody. It's already there. This is what they were saying in this documentary. These people, they're saying, right, but when it's in high doses, people are getting cancer and people are dying. They're like, right, but in small doses, it's fine. They were looking back to, they were trying to find clean Teflon-free blood samples. They had to go back to like blood they had tested from World War I.
Shut up!
They had to go all the way back, like super far back in history to find like an old blood sample to find non-Teflon blood. It's crazy.
So
yeah, it was in like pots and pans and waterproof stuff. It's insane. So I was immediately going into my kitchen like, all right, where's the Teflon stuff? I'm getting rid of all of this right now.
How are you supposed to cook
but
or
you can't,
eat or...
There's other things that don't have Teflon. There's other methods. There's other types of non-chemical pans that they have. But still, do I trust those? Is that a different chemical? I don't know anymore.
Riggs.
I got to stop watching documentaries. It's ruining my life.
You do. Now,
I do.
Let's be ignorant together, okay?
Yes, please.
My stuff, all my stuff at home is Teflon free. I've researched it all Teflon free. In fact, Riggs, I house sit it for you a couple times, right?
Yeah.
And while you were away, I knew this discussion would happen, so I went through all your pots and pans, right?
Oh, thank God.
And I Google searched. I looked at the brand name. I Google searched. There's no Teflon on your stuff either.
Oh, thank God. You did. That's right.
We're Teflon free, Riggs. There's nothing to worry about.
Thank you, Past Gibbons.
There's no stress. I got you, bro.
Thank you.
I got you.
And now future Riggs is not going to watch any more documentaries.
See, you're all good to go,
thank
buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. It's SFM.
God. Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Shooting up a state park?
Yeah.
What?
Firing a gun at a national park.
You can't do that.
You can't do that. No. Not normal.
No.
However, this couple was camping at a national park in Kentucky, Mammoth National Park, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're awakened by a gunshot, and then they hear this guy, he's frantic, and he runs up to their tent and he shakes it. He's like, I was firing at something!
What the?
It was Bigfoot!
What?
He thought he saw Bigfoot. So he fired into the darkness at an ape-like creature that the man said was, quote, Bigfoot. Now I've got some problems with this.
Okay. You are a Bigfoot expert. You've been all across the country looking for him. You're not hunting him. You're just searching for him.
In fact, I have a Sasquatch field guide that I'm holding right here in my hand that I keep with me at all times in case I am encountered with a Sasquatch. I know what to look for.
Identifying, tracking, like a whole
identifying,
a whole pamphlet,
tracking.
Jesus.
Yes. I know exactly how to find them. I know what their stool looks like.
Oh,
I know what their hair
God.
Looks like. I know how to look for Sasquatch. I know all this stuff, bro. I know it about it.
So where did this guy go wrong? This guy went wrong.
Why would you fire a shot at Bigfoot? Why would you take a shot at something like that? If you think you see a Sasquatch, you're not going to shoot at it. Why would you fire it? Why would you take a shot at it? It's not coming at you. He said it was lunging at him. No, he's curious. He's curious. Bigfoot is hungry. He's out there in the middle of nowhere with no food or drink or anything. If he approaches you, give him some food. Give him some jerky.
Riggs.
Also, Bigfoot, they love beer. Well,
you said
true.
That so matter-of-factly. Have you not seen the commercials, the Sasquatch commercial, messing with Sasquatch? I think that it is a beef jerky commercial.
It is. It's Jack's Link Jerky.
Yeah, you don't mess with Sasquatch, Reese.
Not at all.
If you see Sasquatch and you're in the dark and you have a gun, you gotta shoot at Sasquatch before Sasquatch eats you and eats your family.
It's not gonna try to eat you.
He lunged. Sasquatch, Bigfoot lunged at the
Bigfoot
guy.
Bigfoot has nothing against humans, nothing. Why are we gonna give it a reason to be angry with us? It hasn't messed with us until now. It's bigger than us.
It's the middle of the night. This Sasquatch comes out of the darkness,
yeah,
lunges at this guy. You would shoot too.
No, I wouldn't.
What would you do if Bigfoot himself lunged at you in the darkness of night?
Hello, Mr. Foot. How are you? I have questions for you. I would say something to him. I would try to start a conversation. Why you gotta answer things with violence, Gibbons?
Shenanigans, right?
Why you gotta answer things with violence?
I'm not answering with violence.
You don't know things about Bigfoot. You don't know Bigfoot like I do. He's a nice guy. He's misunderstood.
Okay, well, what if this was his brother Robert? What if this wasn't the actual Bigfoot? What if this is Bigfoot's cousin Robert, who's mad at Bigfoot?
Robert's a dick. Go after that guy.
You never did. It could have been Robert.
It's
just saying.
His cousin, though. He's not indigenous to Kentucky. That guy doesn't live in Kentucky, though. I know this about him.
If there's one Bigfoot expert in the world,
it's me.
The one and only.
Well, it's me and Dr. Jeff Meldrum of Idaho State University. He's an anthropologist.
You're crazy, Riggs.
This guy probably didn't see Bigfoot. It was probably just another drunk person in Kentucky, let's be honest.
Come on, let's keep it real.
Right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yeah, Allie's out for the week. Gibbons, what you got?
Woodstock 50, baby.
Oh, nice.
It's happening in 2 weekends, featuring the likes of Jay-Z and Miley Cyrus and the Killers.
John Fogerty.
And John Fogerty and Chance the Rapper and all the greats celebrating the 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
Yeah.
Guess what, Riggs?
Not going to happen?
Not happening. Dunzo, dead in the water, kaput, not going down, no moss, nope.
You know what? I would rather have it not happen and have them know that going into it than have something like the Fyre Festival where they're like, no, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, all the way up into it. Like 2 days before, and you're still getting permits for the plumbing.
Yeah, but Riggs, but here's the thing. If that were happening, we're not going.
Right.
We would still get to comment on it. We would still get to talk about it.
Just watch it on the gram.
Exactly.
No, right.
So we wouldn't have to experience it. Although
that is true.
I was planning on trying to do a road trip there for the 50th anniversary.
If it was really going to happen, I would go.
Hell yes.
To check out the 50th of Woodstock. Why not?
I mean, come on. You got to go do some hallucinogens and hang out in the mud. That's what everybody does for
Absolutely.
Woodstock.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. It's all about living free, getting naked, and sliding down the hill in the mud.
I mean, they ran into that's exactly. You ever done that? You ever gotten drunk, naked, and slid around in the mud? It's a beautiful thing.
We should do that one day, though.
Well, the next time it rains, guess what we're doing in the morning?
We're gonna go get naked and go down a hill.
You're damn right.
Oh,
we
nice.
Are.
That'll be a fun Instagram. I'll do that for the gram.
Everything. Just do it for the gram. Well, I don't
for the
want
gram.
To. Just do it for the gram. I
okay.
don't want to. Just do it.
Do it for the gram.
So, Woodstock 50 is not happening. They ran into all kinds of issues. And
yeah, sorry. Cancel all your plans if you were doing a road trip. Sorry.
All right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. It's just Gibbons and I for the week. Allie's on vacation. You just missed John Mayer tickets. We'll do them again tomorrow, 7:20. Why is there a drum roll in the background? What's going on?
Dude, when you're about to make a major, major life choice, a major decision, when you're about to tell the world that you've changed your life in a major way.
Oh, God, what did you do?
You got to do the drum roll.
Okay. Is this a decision about something with your health? Physical or mental?
Kind of, okay. Yes.
Are you changing locations of where you're living at all?
Not yet, not that I know of. God, I hope you don't know something. I hope not.
Okay, no, I don't know anything.
No.
No, tell me, what is it?
From this day forth.
Yes.
Saturdays are out. No more Saturdays.
Okay.
From this moment forth, Saturday is known as Natterday.
Natterday.
I am changing my drinking habits, Riggs.
Okay. Natterday is a natty light?
Uh-huh. Now,
oh my
hear
God,
me
are
out.
You serious?
Hear me out. I would say the same thing if I were in your position and I were the one saying Natterdays, okay? You know me.
I've heard of Catterdays.
Which is another thing, but that's another thing for another day.
Yeah.
You know that I love boozing. And you know that sometimes I can get a little excessive when I'm on the vodka. So I've kicked out vodka and I've fallen in love, Riggs. You could not pay me in a past life to drink Natty Light or Natty Ice.
Right.
But dude, I went over to my friend Dan the Man's house the other day and he goes, yo, you want to have a little Natter Day celebration? And I went, Natter Day? Natty Light has a new beer out. It's called Natural Ice, Strawberry Lemonade and Beer.
What?
Riggs, you're thinking it sounds disgusting, right? Because when you say it out loud, it doesn't sound that delectable. Natty Light mixed with strawberry lemonade? Ew.
That's not beer anymore.
Riggs, and that's the point.
As long as you're not calling it beer, because it's not beer anymore. That's like some sort of a cocktail. That's like if the people that have the beer, then they add that the tomato stuff to it.
Yeah.
The Clamato type stuff to it, yeah.
So imagine if you were to take White Claw, which is like $8 for a six-pack, right?
Ooh, and there ain't no laws when you're drinking the claws.
Now make it $11 for a 30-pack, and you've got yourself some Natter Days.
Natter Days? Riggs, is that what they're called, by the way?
Natter Days, yep. Look up Natter Days, Natural Ice, Natural Light. It'll come up. There is nothing better, Riggs. I found this out. This is hashtag not an ad, but it should be.
Oh, my God. That's such a...
Riggs.
It's in a such feminine packaging. It's like all pink. Yeah. And it looks like tropical. Are those flamingos on the can?
And guess what? Six of those bad boys and you're feeling no worries. Sitting poolside, dude, they go down like water and they are
strawberry
incredible.
Lemonade drinking beer. You can't call it beer with strawberry lemonade in it.
It's still natty, baby. It's still natty and it's damn good.
How long has this stuff been on the market? I've never heard of this before. Is this a new thing? Do you know?
It's newer, like maybe the last year or two. I don't think I saw it before maybe last summer, and I certainly wouldn't drink it because, as I said, I would never try Natty Light. But
I'm trying to go on their website. I got to put in my damn birthday.
Of course you do. They want to make sure you're not a child.
There you go.
The homie Dan the Man recommended it. I tried it, and now vodka's out, dude. It's all about Natter Days, baby.
I'll try it. I'm a little upset that you didn't bring any in. Ooh, look, there's a Natty Daddy as well.
Oh, Riggs, I bought some, and then I went to bring it in.
Are Natty Daddies, is that like a Four Loko?
Maybe so. I don't know about Natty Daddies.
This is what it looks like. All right, Natter Days. 132 calories.
We don't care about the calorie count. We care about the taste.
We care about the carb count. Okay,
it's
no.
Freaking
wow.
Delicious.
All right.
Try it out. I guarantee
bring
you,
bring some
Riggs.
In tomorrow.
Okay, done.
For Friday.
Done.
We'll drink a Natter Day on the air tomorrow.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Do you have something that made you say hell to the no?
Hell no. To the no, no, no.
You can always throw us a text 71037 or 799-1037. You can holler with a hell to the no.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbons, it's a little late to work this morning and had a hell to the no. What happened?
Riggs.
What happened?
This.
What happened?
Sucked so bad.
Yeah.
So I wake up this morning, right? I put my clothes on.
Yeah.
I get my doggies ready to go outside for a little walk.
Yeah.
I take my doggies outside for a little walk. I come back inside. I get their food ready. And as I'm walking over with their food to set it down, I step in dog crap.
Oh, God.
But wait! It gets worse, Riggs! When I have my shoes on, okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I step in the dog poop, which is on the floor.
Yeah.
I yell, oh, crap! And take a step back, which is stepping on the rug. Big old poopy stain on the rug. But wait!
At 4 a.m.
But wait, it gets even worse! My girlfriend had fallen asleep on the couch in the living room.
Oh, God.
And she's woken up by me screaming, I just stepped in dog crap!
Yeah?
Good morning.
Hi.
You're supposed to sleep till 7, you're up at 4, and now I'm cleaning up dog crap.
Which dog was it your dog poop or the other dog poop?
It was my dog's
poop. You can tell because your dog poop is smaller. Killer's a little chihuahua. He's a little chihuahua guy.
And can I add just one more bow on top of this awful crap sandwich?
Please do.
We had no paper towels. I had to clean it up with just toilet paper.
Toilet paper?
Where I had to wet it down and wipe it up with toilet paper.
Oh, bro, I'm sorry.
And that's why I was a little bit late to work this morning.
That's fine.
Such a crappy way to start the day,
totally
man.
That's totally fine. 71037, you can text or you can call 799-1037. I lost my favorite gym bottle, the one that I use, like my water bottle.
Your big, like, 40-ounce that you have every day?
No, I have, like, a squirt bottle that I use for the gym. Like, when I can squeeze it and it comes out, it's real nice. I thought I had misplaced it, and then I found it in the back of my car, which you think would be a hell to the yes.
Yeah, right.
But then I forgot the last thing that I drank out of it was a protein shake, and it would have been sitting in my car in the heat, and it was disgusting.
Hell no.
And it had caked onto the inside of the bottle.
Oh.
Because it had been there for like 4 days in the heat, and I have now ruined that bottle, and I've tried to wash it out. I tried baking soda and vinegar. I tried using hot water and soap. I can't get the smell out of it from sitting in that
Riggs.
In the heat, in the protein.
I'm going to... Okay. How much money did the bottle cost?
That was like $7. $7 maybe.
You put $7 worth of effort into it.
Yeah, $7. And when I keep it clean, I've had it for a couple months. I guess it's time for a new one.
Yeah, I would say so. Oh, that sucks.
Hell to the no. We got a text to 71037. When the kids in your apartment complex shove twigs in your keyhole for the mailbox and now you can't get your payroll check.
If a little...
Now you can't get your mail because of the damn kids.
You can't get your paycheck. I'm going to little Tommy's door, banging him down and going, hey, Tommy, where's your dad? I need my freaking money.
Oh, we got another hell to the note. When you're caller 24 to win John Mayer tickets. Aw, yeah. Good news, though. More John Mayer tickets. Another chance to win tomorrow morning at 7:20, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Got a text to 71037 or just call us 799-1037. We got some texts at 71037. When you wake up to your phone alarm and look at the time and start rushing out the door to make thinking you're late, only to find out that you're listening late to Riggs and Allie on your phone that somehow jumped to an hour later. So instead of being late, I'm on my way to work an hour early thinking I was going to be late. So now you're running early to work?
Wait.
Am I reading that correctly?
And that means you have more time to sit in your car and listen to us. So that sounds like a hell to the yeah.
There's nothing
to
wrong
me.
With that.
I'm just saying.
When the person in front of you has their plate sticker scattered all over and you remember watching Riggs' video yesterday, hell to the no. Yes.
Don't trigger him.
Don't
trigger the man.
No. Oh, you got me. Triggered.
Oh, God. Oh, God. He's triggered. Oh, God. He's triggered. The man. Oh, no. The man will see somebody with their stickers on their license
Why?
Plate and what he says
Why?
In the wrong place.
Why?
And he
Is
goes
it
off.
So hard to. Put your sticker in the bottom right-hand corner when it comes with an envelope that tells you exactly where to put it. Hell to the no!
Okay,
it's so easy.
Not only
it's so easy, it's so simple.
Not only are there instructions on the paper, if you look on the license plate itself, there's two spaces marked out
yes.
for the month and the year.
The year goes on the left. The year goes on the right. The month goes on the left.
Hold on. When Riggs rallies against this movement and makes such a big deal out of it, but doesn't know himself
think,
by memory
I'm
what
not even
goes
thinking,
where.
I'm not even thinking straight right now.
Man.
I'm numbed with frustration right now, Gibbons. I can't stand it. Literally walked. Look at any license plate. If you're driving your car right now, I guarantee, count 10 license plates, all right? Out of those 10, at least three, maybe six or seven will have misplaced stickers on them. Look at them.
You want people to look and
look at them.
You want people to study license plates when they're stuck in traffic trying to get to work.
What else are you going to do? Listen to us.
I guess that kind of makes sense, actually. You know
look
what?
The license plate stickers,
back your
right?
Play there.
1037kissfm.com. Oh, I even wrote up a blog about it this week. I was so furious.
Jesus, man.
I have a full PSA directed at how to put your stickers in the right place on your license plate. We can stop this epidemic in Wisconsin. We can.
Riggs is triggered on this.
Oh, God,
there he is. Oh,
we're
going
to do a 5K next year for this. It's a 5K for license sticker placement.
You're
you in?
Crazy. I mean, I'm down for it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
I was just explaining to our interns that my Bigfoot obsession is not a problem. It's a life mission to find Bigfoot.
You're crazy.
One day I will.
I like you, but you're crazy.
One day I will. By the way, speaking of our interns, they brought our attention to this insane story out of India. This 7-year-old kid, doctors pulled 500 teeth. 500 teeth.
How
he had some sort of a soreness in his jaw and his mouth, and they go to the hospital and they start taking out teeth. One by one, these tiny little teeth, they're little bitty and some of them are bigger and they get bigger and it's just this big circle that they have of teeth. Now, children have about 20 teeth. The average adult has 32 teeth.
Okay.
A great white shark has 300 teeth. This kid had 500 teeth. Was he an alligator or a great white shark? I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
Or, I figured it out.
What?
This is not a child. This is a little person, okay? Now, if you are a child listening to the show, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to turn off your radio and turn away from the radio. Or parents, have your kids turn away from the radio.
Okay, earmuffs for kids.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We found the friggin' tooth fairy. He's the tooth fairy.
You think?
He's got all these teeth stashed away.
Right.
He's the tooth fairy. The tooth fairy's just a little person.
The tooth fairy would have way more than 500 teeth.
Well, no, because they just got him on like his hourly run. They found him on a run. He was going down the street, down the block, in the neighborhood.
Oh, that was just like a day, like a little run.
Like an hour's worth, yeah.
He just puts him in his mouth?
Yeah, he has to stash them somewhere. You can't put those in your pocket.
I've always wondered what the tooth fairy does with all those teeth.
Well, now you know. The tooth fairy implants them back in his own jawline and hides them for the kids, and he takes them back home and puts him somewhere.
I thought he was just going to build a big skyscraper of children's teeth, just this terrifying tower of children's teeth.
Well, you know what?
Right?
I have it on good authority that this kid is also the owner of his own neighborhood, and maybe in his neighborhood there is this giant tower.
It's a teeth tower. I don't know what it is.
What in the hell?
A bizarre story. The kid is fine. Now he has 20 teeth, and he'll be just okay.
Oh, so now, wait. So
now he has 20 teeth. The kid will be okay.
Well, he's going to have 20 teeth until next hour when he's got 500 again because he's the damn tooth fairy. We figured
him out.
Just
keep growing him. Just keep growing him. Ma'am, you're son is the tooth fairy, and it's a man. Who knew that all along? Tooth fairy could be a guy.
Doom, 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 doom.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 715 in the books.
God,
the first of the month.
Many?
Yes,
wake
up, that many.
Wake up.
It's the first of the month.
Get up.
It's the first day of the fair. First day of the fair, bro.
Oh, that is right.
It's today, yeah.
Oh, wait. Random question you may not know the answer to.
Maybe I will. I don't know.
Does the first day of the fair always fall on the 1st of August?
It does not, no.
Okay.
Because I remember once it was the 4th through the 14th.
Oh.
414. And I was like, ooh, that was a cool year. Not always in the first, no. But it's usually the first week or so of August.
Okay.
You can always catch up with our show, like we said, at 1037kissfm.com. I just got a text from Allie.
Oh, God.
Will she go and enjoy her vacation already?
Well, no, it's our fault. We sent her 14 texts this morning. Yeah.
That is true, yes. What did you learn on the show this morning? I learned something on the show this morning about Gibbons.
Oh, what'd you learn, Riggs?
Gibbons has a new passion in life.
You're damn right.
And I think I want to try this passion.
Mm-hmm.
Natty Light has a drink called Natter Day.
Uh-huh.
Which is apparently Natty Light beer with strawberry lemonade in it.
Yes. Now, when you say that, Riggs, hearing you say that.
Yes, saying it out loud.
It makes me nauseous. I promise you.
All right.
Try it. You
is
will
it like
love
a,
it.
Is it like a shandy? Have you had like a grapefruit or a summer shandy?
It is very summer shandy-like. Absolutely.
Shandy-ish? Okay.
Yes.
I would probably like it.
That is a great way to put it. I didn't even think that.
Because I've had a summer shandy and I love that on a hot summer day.
And I hate Natty Light almost more than anything.
Okay.
Would never drink it.
All right.
Tried it. Loved it. I'll bring some in for you tomorrow. We
Natter
will try
Days.
It here.
Yeah. Tomorrow for Dad Joke Friday, we'll be drinking Natter Days.
Mm-hmm.
Natter Day! We'll think of someone that'll work with that. What did What did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned on the show this morning that we may not be enjoying Natter Days tomorrow because we may all die because everything we eat has Teflon in it. Because Riggs saw a new documentary and now has me in a full-blown freaking panic.
True. The devil we know, if you haven't watched it on Netflix, either don't watch it now or watch it now and then get ready to throw out everything in your kitchen.
Riggs. Okay, I have written down here.
Yes.
Two things I have to watch because you recommended them and because I've been meaning to watch them.
Yeah, and they're both going to terrify you.
The Great Hack, about how the government knows everything about us.
Yeah,
anyone can hack into us.
The Great Hack, like the government's watching all your Facebook stuff and they go, have you ever wondered how when it sounds like your phone is listening to you, how it's looking at things, it'll all of a sudden show those shoes that you were looking at or something you were talking about. It's because it can predict your behaviors, all this stuff. It's terrifying. It's called The Great Hack on Netflix. And The Devil We Know on Netflix, both of them. They'll ruin your life.
Get your tin hats ready because Riggs has his and he's the leader of the tin hat crew, y'all.
And Bigfoot's on the loose in Kentucky somewhere.
Holy God.
The Area 51 raid coming up in September. It's the year of the conspiracy theory. The 50-year anniversary, the moon landing.
You ain't
lying. That never happened, man.
Oh
yeah, right.
God.
I'm going to go put on my tinfoil hat, sit back and enjoy some conspiracies.
Jeez Louise,
by the way,
man.
The earth is flat.
Oh, God.
What? And vaccinations. Let's talk about those, too.
No,
Wait, it's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.